Bass 37, the role of radiative feedback in the growth and obscuration properties of nearby supermassive black holes, by C. Ritchie et al. We study the relation between obscuration and supermassive black hole SMBH growth using a large sample of hard X-ray selected active galactic nuclei AGN. We find a strong decrease in the fraction of obscured sources above the Eddington limit for dusty gas, log lambda ed is greater than or equal to minus 2, confirming earlier results, and consistent with the radiation-regulated unification model. This also explains the difference in the Eddington ratio distribution functions ERDFs of type 1 and type 2 AGN obtained by a recent study. The break in the ERDF of nearby AGN is at log lambda ed caret asterisk equals minus 1.34 plus or minus 0.07. This corresponds to the lambda ed where AGN transition from having most of their sky covered by obscuring material to being mostly devoid of absorbing material. A similar trend is observed for the luminosity function, which implies that most of the SMBH growth in the local universe happens when the AGN is covered by a large reservoir of gas and dust. These results could be explained with a radiation-regulated growth model, in which AGN move in the NH-lambda-ed plane during their life cycle. The growth episode starts with the AGN mostly unobscured and accreting at low lambda-ed. As the SMBH is further fueled, lambda-ed, NH and covering factor increase, leading AGN to be preferentially observed as obscured. Once lambda-ed reaches the Eddington limit for dusty gas, the covering factor and NH rapidly decrease, leading the AGN to be typically observed as unobscured. As the remaining fuel is depleted, the SMBH goes back into a quiescent phase. This was Base 37, the role of radiative feedback in the growth and obscuration properties of nearby supermassive black holes, by C. Ritchie et al.